The risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. All information, publications, and material used and distributed by Advanced Trading Incorporated shall be construed as solicitation. ATI does not maintain an independent research department as defined in CFTC Regulation 1.71. Information obtained from third-party sources is believed to be reliable, but its accuracy is not guaranteed by Advanced Trading Incorporated. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results.
Morning. Welcome to ATI Pro Media. We are powered by Advanced Trading. My name's Tommy Grisafi, but you knew that. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee today. I'm actually in the RFD TV studios, and I will be hosting Scott the Cow Guy this afternoon. Well, we had some news come out last night. We had PPI. We'll digest that. That was interesting. USDA report. And of course, we had CONAB at 7 o'clock. It's Thursday, drought monitor map time. Some interesting things going on. Now, we are so lucky, blessed, as they say at Advanced Trading, to have our own in-house resident, Dr. Cesar Cruz, who knows a lot about Brazil, and we did a breakdown about that. So with let's just continue moving on, looking at the markets, not what you probably want to see. Corn a little unchanged, wheat down, the cattle. I know Brady's going to talk about that. Cattle down 60, feeders down 50. Let's get in the show. We have a couple things to talk about. Short show. We want you all to join us at 10:55. We'll go live before the USDA report. Brady Huck, break it down for us, sir.
Morning, Tommy G. We got a big day today. Another one.
We do. Let's get into your power deck, and then we'll talk about Cesar, and then we'll end the show.
Yeah,
Connor, all right. Like they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it.
We're going to do it, Connor. Believe it. It's happening. Here we go.
Out at 7 minutes.
Today's pre-sip in across the heartland of the U.S. here. Look at that spot there. I don't like to see that red in Kansas, but it's been dry the last 30 days here. Percentage pre-sip down there. But great swath up there in the northeast corn belt, northern corn belt, northern Illinois, northern Indiana. Need some rain in wheat country, though, for sure. And wheat had a great day yesterday, up 16, 17 cents, crossed above the 50-day moving average. Great to see. Guys, if you're a wheat farmer, you might want to pay attention to some of those levels and even maybe look out to 2025 values. Tommy, we kicked off the morning here with CONAB. Had CONAB out this morning, and boy, a whole slug of surprises. Dr. Cesar Cruz talked about the CONAB and WASD yesterday and that premium content. But we had a big surprise. The corn number, production number was 110.96, couple metric tons below the low end of the trade guess there today. So a surprise there. The discrepancy between CONAB and the USDA continues to grow. We'll see what the USDA prints here this afternoon at 11 o'clock.
It's at historic wide levels. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to switch my audio here. I'm on the wrong audio.
Yeah, I thought you were. I'll take over from here. I thought you're talking through your camera, huh? I didn't want to say anything because I'm new here, right? The set of RFD TV, we have a guy or a girl who does all my mics and stuff. So I still do my own makeup if it makes you feel more like down to
earth. I do my makeup too.
You need a little makeup. What do we have here with the highlighted bars?
Yep. On the bean number, beans were just above the low end of the trade guess at 146.52 million metric tons. The USDA is at 155. And we'll just jump to the next chart here because that's a snapshot of what the trade's looking for in today's report. From a corn carryout, U.S. balance sheet up there at the top, bean balance sheet, wheat balance sheet, but the Brazil corn and bean numbers, I think, that's the first thing I'm going to be looking at. And then as well as the world grain ending stocks. We'll see what we get here. We're going to be back at what time are we coming back on today, Tommy?
10:55.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we're going to start a little earlier, 10:52, because I feel very rushed. And I promise I will be on the set on time. I was late last time. And I tell you what, it takes time to prepare for shows like this. Speaking of shows, Joe, show everyone how we met with Dr. Cesar Cruz yesterday. Pop up that pop-up. This, folks, you're not going to see content like this anywhere. This is Dr. Cesar Cruz, ATI Pro Media Premium content. If you want it, you need to subscribe. I would love to tell you what's in it, but I can't. I'll get in trouble. Speaking of subscribing, if you don't want to subscribe, no problem. Enjoy this show today, this afternoon. Look at this guy here, Brady Huck. Tommy G, Connor B, someone ring the bell, click like, subscribe, Advanced Trading YouTube, free on YouTube, premium content cost. All right. I am down here in Nashville, Tennessee, and I have to tell you, I'm getting less nervous to do live TV, and I think it's because I get to practice. Rumor has it that Brady Huck will be on Cowguy Close tomorrow. Is that true?
I'm a little nervous, Tommy. You know, this
is nothing to be nervous about. I drive the bus. I'm dancing. You just try not to step on my toes. That's all. You'll be in the C block tomorrow. So if that happens, I got a good feeling. I know what we're going to talk about, but we'll leave them waiting for more. That's it. So there's an A block, a B block, a C block. Real quick, today, Adam Johnson's on my A block. We're going to talk about AI and how we're going to get the grid. You know, everyone's like AI, battery operated cars. Where the heck are we going to get the power for this? We're going to talk about that with Adam Johnson. Okay. Then we're doing Scott Bauer. We're going to touch on inflation. He doesn't know it, but depending on how this crop report comes out, I'm going to throw him some questions about volatility did. And he's a volatility expert. Then we got Dr. Carol Swain on set with me. And you never know what she's going to say, but it's always interesting. I love the doctor. And I'm really excited to meet her in person. With that, what else do we have?
Let's talk a little cattle. You know, cattle market. We had some CPI numbers yesterday that were, you know, disappointing and pressured the macro market. And I think that rolled over and pressured cattle as well. So I think some of that's affecting the cattle market there. Weights have been up, slaughter weights on fed cattle, but they're starting to turn and roll over. So maybe we're getting behind that a little bit. Slaughter levels are really light. The bull and cow market, though, lean beef, 90s trimmings is, it's hot. We're not killing as many cows, and some of these prices coming through for slaughter bulls and, you know, replacement cows or the killer cow market. That market is definitely hot.
Brady,
go ahead.
You stay right there. Corey Ritter has a question for you. Joe, pop up Corey's question, please.
Where is
it? Look through your bifocals. You do need there bifocals.
Let me dial.
My screen is so far away.
We're going to get you a better screen.
Yeah. Corey Ritter, curious of my thoughts on limitation of cattle movement by many states. Interesting. I've seen, I haven't seen these headlines. I guess maybe I'm a little out of touch.
They're last week. He's talking about like when Nebraska. Remember they start coming out like, hey, at 11:59 tonight, blah, 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 which is like kind of standard, but they tighten them up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They made some more hoops to jump through where you got to call the Nebraska Department of Ag to get a permit or, you know, check another box on the paperwork that these breeding age dairy animals. That's what I understand, at least for Nebraska's case. Each state kind of has its own rules to play by. But if you're sending cattle, you know, my dad's a vet at the sale barn here at Winter Livestock, and he has to write a lot of health papers for animals moving out of state. So we're tracking animals that go out of state already, but there's just another box to check, an additional level of, you know, food safety, animal health safety, trying to take some of those proactive measures to prevent. And if there's a case that pops up somewhere, maybe we can track it back to where it originated. So it's interesting. There's a lot of noise with the high path avian influenza, the bird flu, digging through to find the truth. In all honesty, I feel like it's just a reason for funds to get out. And I think the funds have wanted to sell this market for a little while and they're looking for any reason to do it. Is it the one that, you know, is this the last hoorah on cattle? I don't know. Certainly got to be cognizant of these markets and your prices, but good question, Corey.
Great question. Hey, Brady. We're going to go live. One thing I don't want it take you too long to explain, but what cattle producers and corn producers need to understand was the bond market had a significant move yesterday. And if you want to know why cattle went down, in my opinion, when you look at the cost of money went up tremendously, not just for a week, but like we took off a few rate cuts. And so it's going to cost more to produce a pound of beef. Brady, how do people get a hold of us?
Yeah, dial us up 1-855-737-FARM farm or shoot us an email at info@atipromedia.com.
All right, everyone. Brady Huck, Dodge City, Kansas. Tom Grisafi, Nashville, Tennessee, RFD TV here today. We will be live again at 10:55 with the ATI Pro Media crew. Don't forget to watch our coworkers. They're going to do some merchandising magic here in the afternoon. that that'll be live also. That's one where you got to sit down, listen to it. They're going to deep dive. We're going to give you the surfacey numbers out. Here's the reaction. With that, we got to, man, it's just hard to keep the show short. I love doing this with you. And we will see you all at 10:55.
We'll be back.
See you, buddy.
Thanks for joining us. We're here every day, 9 a.m. Central. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see you next time.